Yesterday, we learned the sugya of Matikinus Asulam and Ashaivach. They shall tikpas and miyad, the very strange set of circumstances that the Gemara mentioned. We also learned Taisus Shita in Dina de Garmi. The cloud, we paskin that Grama is Pater, Grama ben Nezakin is Pater, and Garmi is Chayiv. That's Rameya Shita, we paskin like Rameya Do and Dina de Garmi. The Gemara says always Rameya Do and Dina de Garmi, Rameya paskins Din Garmi, and as I said yesterday, we paskin Garmi is Chayiv, and Grama is Pater. What makes something Garmi? What makes something Grama? So as I said yesterday, that's a very difficult gather. What makes something Grama? What makes something Garmi? And that the Rishayim all struggle with different Gedarim in what makes something Grama, what makes something Garmi. The, as I said again yesterday, the Ritzpah holds that the whole din of Garmi is the Knas Rabbanan. And since it's the Knas Rabbanan, there are no Gedarim. The Gedarim are we Chazal Wagayza. And I looked again at the Shach. The Shach that passes like this Taisus is a Simishin Pevav Sekot Nalev. It's a long Shach. He passes like the Ritzpah, and he says beferish the words Eim Medamin Shvusim Zelazem. You can't compare the Rabbanim. Where Rabbanim were Geizer, they were Geizer, they weren't, they weren't Geizer. And we find in the six or maybe eight cases of Garmi, the Chazal were Geizer. There they were Geizer. Everywhere else they were not Geizer. The Rambam and the Rosh disagree. The Rambam and the Rosh hold that Garmi is a Daraisa. Now right away is an afkamina if Garmi is a Daraisa. If a man is mazed through Garmi and he dies, if his Yarshim have to pay. The halacha is that if a man is mazik and he leaves the Yerusha, then the Yarshim have to pay. The Yarshim never have to pay if there's no Yerusha. If a man dies, he doesn't leave any assets, then the Yarshim never have to pay. But if he does leave assets, so then the Yarshim pay from those assets. Any din mamin that the father was chayiv, that his father was chayiv b'chayiv. Knasos, loy konsu b'nai achrav. By knas, if a man is alive, bezdin's b'chayiv him. If the man died, so then bezdin is not b'chayiv. Loy konsu b'nai achrav. A knas is a punishment. You punish him for what he did. And we don't punish his children. Memela zoktashach, nafkamina between our taisvis and the other mishainim. This nafkamina had konsu b'nai achrav. Shach says, like konsu b'nai achrav, on a knas, on a garmi. And the other mishainim hold konsu b'nai achrav. Memela, once the shach says this nafkamina, he already finds four or five mishainim. There's a ruah. And others that say loy konsu b'nai achrav by garmi, so he wants to show that this tais is not a das yachid, the ritzvah. It's a deshita of many other rishayim, and that's how the shach justifies passing like a ritzvah against the Rambam and the Rosh and the Ramban. It's interesting to read the beginning of the shach. The shach starts by saying that he was planning to write a separate sefer on garmi. He answers all the cases that people ask from. And he was going to write a sefer to go through all the cases. But once he was mevara that the Ritzpah is right, so now you don't need a sefer. Because now, if you hold like the Rosh or the Rambam, it's a Svara, so you have to explain why here yeah and why here not. But he says once we pass like the Ritzpah, so the halacha is that wherever there were guys there, were guys there, wherever not. Not. So Rameli says he decided he's not writing the sefer, but he packs in a very long shach. Anyway, what I'd like to do is to see the Rosh inside. We paskin, the Sefer Ramah paskin like the Ramah, like the Rosh. He asked the Rosh, and this Masechta is here in this parak as well. Simin Yud Zayin. I'd like to to read a part of it with you and to share with you Rabbi Chanan's kasha. At this time last year in Bava Kama, Daf Chavav, we were dealing with a case that Rabbi Chanan talks about here in this rush as well, approximately this time. The rush is Simi Yud Zayin. And he brings, let's see, the Tzarech Liten Chiluk. It's in Simen Yud Zayin, about the 7th or 8th line in the Rush, where it says Daf Kufta Zayin in parentheses. Tzarech Liten Chiluk Ben Kol Hani De Mechayvin Ben Dover HaNikur Grama Ben Nezak in the Pater. Okay, that's our big question. Tzarech Liten Chiluk What is the chilek between the cases Yechayim and the cases Yepater? He brings, I think, three examples of cases that are Pater. We'll discuss these examples. Kagayim. Three examples of grama that's Pater. Hahi dikeitzer regel, zara kli meraish hagag, v'hayu tachtov karm v'kastais. Someone threw a keli off a roof. There were pillows and mattresses underneath. Afilu kodam hu v'silkan potter. Even if he himself, the one who threw it off the roof, ran down the steps real quick and pulled away the mattress before the object hit the what would have been the mattress, and pulled it away and hit the ground. See, he's side the one who threw it, side the one who pulled away the mattress. Potter. Why? On throwing it, he's potter, because when he threw it, he didn't do a hezek. I'm pulling away the mattress, he's potter, because that's a grama. Grama is potter. That's case number one. Number two. Chenahi d'sharsha nogach es hapara, d'tan hichnis peiroisav l'chota balavayish loy b'shus. Here's a case. I put my food in your chotzer without permission. V'och l'son behem shabavayis. And your animal eats my food. Potter. Now obviously you don't have to pay. I put my food in your rishus and your animal later. Of course I'm your partner. Imhusku bahen. Let's say your animal got damaged by my peiris that I put in your rishus. Bala peiris chayiv. And the owner of the peiris is chayiv. What's he chayiv? Omar Rav Alavi Gemara Loishanu Ela Shehuchuk bahen. That's if I put peiris in your rishus and your animal slips on it. Aval achla v'huska potter. That's case number two. Achla v'huska potter. I put food in your rishus. Your animal overeats, gets sick from it. I'm potter. And the third case, hanoisin sama maves l'pnei behemes chaveirei potter medine yadim. If I put poison in front of your animal, I'm also potter. Now that's a big chiddush. Because ein l'char ruach b'tzu yagad l'mazu. I take a piece of food animals like. I take this animal likes meat. I take a piece of meat. I put some cyanide inside, and I put it in front of the animal. It's borrowed. The animal's going to eat it and die. So, but nevertheless, that's a grama and your potter. So, he has three cases that your potter. Again, the case we throw the keli off the roof and pull away the mattress. We put food in front of an animal. He gets sick or poisoned. If you give a child fire to play with and the child starts a fire, you're potter. Mavis as hachaverai ubeperkachayv will talk about osnei v'chashay potter medine yadam diyuhu de'avis anafshe shisa b'aysa kelev shisa b'aysa nachash perkachaynis libov livsei haruach v'yesh l'chalek. As he brings a number of cases v'yesh l'chalek, this is his chilek. Kol hecha duhu ba'atzmai oysa ha'hezek l'mam hachaverai ubori hazeka mikridine de'garmi v'chayv. Okay, this is what I've told numerous times over the years, that two conditions like the Rush. Hu ba'atzmai oisa ha'ezek l'mam ha'chavei, right? He himself is doing the hezek. And bari hezekah, that mikra dina de gami v'chai. That's the klal of the Rosh. Now, if that's the klal of a Rosh, what would you say is the din by a Masur? A Masur. The government comes, they want to take away somebody's money. So the person has buried the money in his backyard. So another Yid comes, he's Masur. He goes over to the king's agent, to the tax collector, says, oh, he dug it over here in his backyard, he buried it in his backyard. Would you say that's Gromo or Garmi? He points it out to his friend. You would say that's... What do you say? A ganav comes into someone's house. Someone else says, oh, he keeps his money in that closet. What? Pashtus. It's Bari Ezeka. But who bats by Isa Hezek? What? You can't get it. The ganav is in the store. You have a man. You're sitting in a store, and a ganav comes in with a gun. He points at the guy behind the cash register. He says, give me the money. So he gives the money to the cash register. So you tell the ganav, oh, no, he keeps the cash underneath in a bag. He keeps the big bills in a bag. So the guy takes it. So the one who said he keeps the cash underneath in a bag, that's a master. That's someone who gives all his maisim al v'chaver. Would you say like the Rosh, that's Gromo or Garmi? Why would you understand? Well, what is it? What are the two conditions? Who ba'atz my oisa ha'hezek l'mon l'chaveiroi u bari ezeka? Bari ezeka it is. The Ganav's going to take it. But is that called who ba'atz my oisa ha'hezek l'mon l'chaveiroi? You think that is? Who ba'atz my oisa ha'hezek l'mon l'chaveiroi? I would think that it's only a grammar and it should be potter. He's saying words. Those words are going to cause damage to someone else. But he's not a oisa hezek b'mom chaveiroi. No, that's logically what I would think. I'm not doing the hezek. I'm causing the hezek. That's grama. The Rosh says, if you skip down to the beis in brackets, where it has the pilpul charetz beis, right before that, Maidami Lamasur, Shemara al Guf Hamamin, who commanded Kal Yadami. He says Masur is a Garmi. He shows the money itself, who commanded Kal Yadami. It's like he burns it. So the Rosh is saying that a Masur is a Garmi. It's a tremendous finish. A Masur, if you show someone else's money, that's Garmi. And that's chayiv, because command the kal yadav. It's as if you burnt it. So Rabbi Chanan has a kasha here on this Rosh. We learned in Bava Kamma last year. What's the din? Someone throws a keli of someone's roof, and there's no mattress, there's nothing. He throws a keli of someone's roof. And as it's going down, someone takes a baseball bat and he breaks the keli on the way down. As it's going past his window, he breaks it. Remember the halacha? What's the din? It's pater. Why? Because mona tefira tavar. It's already a broken keli. Gemara says, I'm a rav. If hazara klimerei shagag, ubo'achar v'shavrei, it's pater. He broke a broken keli. What does that mean? That means the thing on the way down looks whole. If you look at it on the way down, it looks like it's whole. But that's because you're not a lamdin. If you're a lamdin and you look at it, it's broken. It's a broken keli on the way down. As it's going down, it's still a broken, it's already a broken keli. We told it's EF should to save it. Some mailer, someone breaks it with a bat, potter. Because he broke a broken keli. But they take me in a gabar. Fretcha Bolchanan. What's shot in this Rosh? The Rosh, we read two pieces. The Rosh in the first piece says that if you throw, if something is falling off the roof, and you pull away a mattress, you're potter. Why you're potter? You didn't do anything to the object. You didn't do anything to the object. You did something to the mattress. The object itself is still intact. It's going to fall. It's going to break. Factor of Ochanan, what do you mean? When you pull away the mattress, the object is intact. That's only if you look at it not like a lamdin. If you look at it like a lamdin, when the mattress is there, you see it's falling, it's on the 86th floor, it's on the way down. So when it's on the 86th floor, down to the 80th floor, the mattress is there, it's still whole. The second this person pulls away the mattress, now it's on the 70th floor, and he already pulled away the mattress. Is that a whole keli? Is it a whole keli at this moment? At this moment, mana tefira tova. It's a broken keli. At this moment, if someone on the 60th floor sticks out a bat and breaks it, he's potter, because mana tefira tova. So what does that mean? That means, to the Lamdin's eyes, to Rav's eyes, Rav says, I'm watching you. When it starts to fall down, it's whole. There's a mattress. Somebody at the 86th floor would break it with a baseball bat, he'd be chayim. Because right now there's a mattress underneath. It's a whole keli. The minute the mattress gets pulled away, at that moment, now it's a monotvira. Now it's a broken keli. Now if someone breaks it, he's potter. So such a vachanan. The minute the person pulls away the mattress, he is breaking it. He's breaking it beyond dying. Because by pulling away the mattress, you're breaking the object. It's now a broken object. So why is that grama? That should be garmi. According to the Rosh's rule, that any time that you, if it's miyad, if it's, you're doing it biyadayim, and it's bari, you're chayiv. So over here, as soon as he pulls it away, it should be chayiv. It's the Rosh's kasha. Now you might tell me, no, grama doesn't go according to a lamdin's eyes. A mazik is a mazik according to the regular eyes, the way you look at it. That's why I read you later. He says by a moser, commander Kalye done. He says when a moser comes and he tells the ganev or the tax collector, he says, "Oh, the money is hidden there." It's considered garmi, commander Kalye done. Because in Lomdis, as soon as he tells the ganev the money is under the table, it's commander Kalye. Into a lamdin's eyes, he destroyed the money. So Ebazai, the Rosh is Shreb, they obey. What's the difference in a Moser? When you show him the money, the Rosh says, command the Kalye Dami. And the Gemara doesn't say, command the Kalye. That's the Chiddush the Rosh is saying. And in the case you pull away the mattress, we should say the same thing, Mona Tevira Tavar. And the answer is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mona Tevira Tavar, that a Kalye on the way down is a broken Kalye. So, Frank Rebel Chanan, what's Shan the Rosh? How do you compare the Rosh? In which case? The case of Silka. By Silka, he didn't do it? He didn't physically do anything. And a Masur, he did something? He told the person where it is. He doesn't say it because he's just the man the done. He says because when you show it, it's like you burn it. That's what he's saying. I'm doing just as much in a davar as I pull away the mattress. If I point to it, I point to it. That's the same. One's a mattress and one's a keli. This was later? So that's the problem. If it wasn't later, is it true it's later? Or is it really right now? Because right now I'm on a tour time. Yeah, no shot. No, when I pull away the mattress at that moment, when I pull away the mattress, I'm not breaking the cable. Pulling away the mattress is not breaking the keli. That's the question. Is it, when I pull it away, I'm breaking it. At this moment, it becomes a mother tefillah. Your partner. Question is why? Why your partner? So the Ritzvah says, every time your Garim has a kippata, period. All right. And the Master, they were guys. Okay, Ritzvah's not bad. But the Rosh says there are rules. It's got to be Bari Ezeka, and you do hesitate the thing itself. That's the Rosh. Which act changed the status of the keli? L'chari, the pulling away of the mattress. The minute I pull away the mattress, it's a broken keli. Right. Well, I see. That's what I don't understand. Why is it not an act to the keli? In Lundis, I'm now breaking the keli. Till now, the keli was whole. I didn't do something physical to the Doraites. That's a grub. And by a master, when I show the object. So you have to say the showing is a ma'aseh. That's what you have to say. The showing is a ma'aseh. Maybe the showing is to it. I mean, it doesn't have to be I point and show him. It could be I tell him, you know. Yeah, but the pointing didn't cause the hezek. It's the moving the mattress that caused it.
On
the way down. See, it's not shy, because if it's possible to save it on the way down, then it's not a monotira. So we have to be talking about a case where it's not possible but derech hateva to save it on the way down. That's, otherwise it's not a takanata broken tail. He's talking is, but the question is it that what Ezra's saying is he's doing it to the thing by talking about it. When you pull in a mattress, you're not doing it to the thing. Points out what to you? Well, you see, but the difference is that the pointing out is the Maisa Hezek. The pointing out the mattress is not a Maisa Hezek. It's the pulling of the mattress. So you have to compare the person pulling the mattress and the person pointing. So compare the two. So no, the person pointing, telling him to point the mattress is what we're not talking about. I'm talking about the person who actually pulls the mattress. So he's like the thief, except he's potter. The thief is known as a chachayim, right? He's potter because he's not doing it to the davar nizik. Our kasha is that along this he is doing it to the davar nizik. The rush actually adds one more. By the Dalit, there's another line. I think yes, you mentioned this yesterday. You said Biyad Amiyad. By the Dalit, he said Oyd Yesh Lachalek. The Kol Hecha the Hezek Nasa Miyad B'Shas Ma'is and Nikradina the Gami. He says the Oyd Yesh Lachalek that it has to be immediate. It has to be right away. And that's what he says, a master, it's right away. It's burnt right away. As soon as you show it, it's burnt. And by Sheikim, when you pull away the pillows, he says, B'shasi luka, yadayim lo nishbrakli. Now this one you're going to say, you're right on. What about this condition? That has to be right away. By the mattress, it's not right away. By the master, it's right away. By the mattress, it's not. The longest it is. So here's more of a problem. If it's shy to save it, you're right, then it will change. Then it's not on the tefillah. Maybe Rob is talking in a case where you can't. And here it's talking in a case where you could. Because it's just like, if it's true, such a chalak, maybe it can. Last year, when we learned the idea of monotvira tovar, one of the suggestions we had in saying, what does it mean it's broken on the way down? I think I asked you, If you have, let's say, a person, a person commits suicide, he jumps off a roof, he's on the way down. So you say he's dead already. So yes, if on the way down, he could still count for minyan. That's what we discussed, no? He still counts for minyan on the way down. Let's say he's on his way down, there are 9 people in a room, they want to say Hashem Kedusha. So they speak to him on the way down, Chaparai to Kedusha, no? So I think everyone agreed he could be Mistar of Dominion, no? We all agreed. He's alive enough to be Mistar of Dominion on the way down.
The
person is different? You see, I wasn't looking for that. I was looking, for example, not with a person, with a Kaili on the way down. Can we think of another example with a Kaili on the way down? Some Kaili is on its way down, and there's some other Nafkamina Ladina. What? Kadishanisha. Okay, but that's going to have to do with. I need a more physical Nafkamina. I don't know. Is the object on the way down really broken? That was the shaila that we were discussing. Let's say it's a tamei object on the way down. I remember we're talking about a radio. I can't remember enough. Kamina lahalacha. We're talking about a radio on the way down with a long cord. The problem is if it's a cord, it's a maybe battery radio. It's playing, so it's making noise. Not making noise. Let's say you have a tamei keli on the way down. Tamei. Now a broken keli is tar. It breaks is tar. So what do you think? Let's say I have a tamei keli and it's on its way down from the roof, and on the way down it sideswipes some object. I don't know. There's a window shade that it hits, or is it a tamei or is it a broken keli? What do you think, Svara? So last year, I don't know. We all agreed, but I think we said that the stabber is still a keli, it's still a tamei. Is it really broken? So the suggestion we had on a halach in one tefira tavar is a different halach. The object is not broken on the way down; it's whole on the way down. But how much is it worth? If you go to the marketplace and you want to sell it, how much value does it have? What do you think? I have a crystal vase; it's worth $100. So I ask somebody, "How much is it worth?" He's willing to give me $100 for it. I throw it off the roof; it's on the way down. I say, "You see that vase? How much are you going to pay me for the vase?" Obviously, he's going to pay me zero because this vase is not going to survive. It's going to hit the floor. It's going to break. So we were talking about last year is that the lumdus of mana of wrath, of mana tefira tavar, is not that it's broken. It's not the vart it's broken. The vart is it's valueless. It no longer has a value. Why, if someone sticks a baseball bat and breaks it on the way down, why is he potter? Because it was broken, it would be Shabbos. You'd be chayef v'saisa? Yeah, of course it'd be chayef v'saisa. He broke it. It wasn't broken. It wasn't a broken thing. The fart is that it has no value. It's mana tefira in the sense that it has no Shabbos anymore. Because it has no value. That's pshat in mana tefira tavar, and I don't remember whose pshat it was. So we just were talking about it last year. But if the pshat in mana tefira tavar is that it has no value on the way down, then we can understand the rush a lot better. Because if you make someone's thing have less value, that's always going to be a grub. It's not a physical change to the thing. If you make someone's thing worth less money, they're never chayef for making it worth less. If a person has an object, and there are very few of them, and he's going to sell for a lot of money, and you bring in 10,000 of them, and now the price goes down. So you're not chayef for that, to make something worth less. So in the case you pull away a mattress, to make it worth less, that's your part. It's pashut your part. The chiyuv is the fact that it's going to break when it hits the ground. So on that, the Rosh says that that's not how you're not doing it, via die. Excuse me? Every Zohar Kli Meraish HaGag is only... if someone else breaks, it should be part of it. Zohar Kli Meraish HaGag, if someone else... If he's Zohar Kli and it breaks, it's Chayiv. Then He did both conditions. So Sbari Azeika, the one who threw it was not Mana Tvira. Sbari Azeika, and he didn't be a Dai. It wasn't the Yad, that's the Taina. But if you hold. So it's a kasha anyway. Well, why isn't everybody throws it? It should be a Mana Tvira on the way down, and when it breaks, it should be. Well, say Elamai, if you don't say my explanation, you're chayav to me for the second you threw it off. Do you think it's that way? If he had karka when he threw it off, he saw what's happening, so before it hits the ground, he quickly gives it away as matan to his child. Do you think the karka's meshuvah to that hezek? I'm going to find this halacha anyway. Okay, this is a little bit derech efshir. Lemaisa, the geshmak kasher, b'chanas kasher, the geshmak kasher. And like I told you, the whole inyan of garmi, why every rishon has a different problem of pshat, is because there's no one pshat which is so smooth and geshmak throughout. Because lemaisa, it is a little shver. If you say a maser is kavad dekal yadami, and you say when a shulchani, he takes a coin, he tells the customer this is a gold coin, not a bronze coin. So it's already at that moment as if he had a loss. And then why don't you say the same thing? You pull away a mattress. It's at that moment he had a loss. But what is kasha? It's talking kasha. He's suggesting a derech that maybe could answer the kasha. If you say the lumdis, there's not mamish broken, just value, the value is less, it would answer it. But the nicer the kasha, the kasha is better. The third shita, the Rambam shita, in Garmi and Grama, is that any time you mechaven lahazik b'grama yachayiv, and any time you're a shaygin yipata. That's the Rambam's shita. If you look, into the Rambam, it somehow is the case people remember. Every yeshiva bacha knows if someone throws something off a roof and you pull away the mattress, yipata. But if you can look in the Rambam, you'll be surprised. The Rambam says, Yechayim. The Rambam says, if someone throws something off a roof and someone else pulls away the mattress, Yechayim. When he apotter, the Gemara's case, the Rambam learned the Gemara's case is that the person who pulled away the mattress, he didn't know something's on the way down. He just walking down the street, he sees someone left the mattress, so he picks it up. There's a shaygig. So the Rambam said, the shaygig is potter. Garmi, shaygig is potter. Garmi Mezid is high. That's the Rambam for Haba. What? There's no Shaygeg by Adam. As by Garmi there is. By regular Adam would lie them. Why by Garmi is there so? Okay. Well, Mezid, that's the Rambam's channel. That's the Rambam host of the Rabban. See, Rambam doesn't say. Rambam just says a psak. That's the Rambam host of the Rabban. That's the Rambam and the Mechaber Shita. And this Rosh is the Ramah Shita, and the Ritzva is the Shach Shita. Those are the three Shitas in Halacha. We had a Shtak Akasha. This Stipler had a Kabbalah Akasha. Why, if I dig a bar in the street, and someone's Keli gets broken in the bar, so I'm Potter, right? I go in the middle of the avenue, I dig a hole, and someone's car comes driving by and crashes into the hole. I'm potter. Why? Because bar is potter on keli. Because shavalei agav chamavalei keli. Kasha is a tak of potter at bar. Why am I not chayv of garmi of adam amazik of garmi? I caused the hezik. It's adam amazik. What? He's supposed to look where he's going. No. Not the correct answer. That's not the correct answer because the potter, even if it's a keli, is under with the person looking where he's going. And if I did it in a way that it couldn't stop, right? The current zav is amchayim. It's around the corner amchayim. Why did the garbi? And not only that, this type says, what about Eish? Eish is potter on Tomon. A light of fire, that's Reuben burns on Shimon's house. He's potter on Tomon. In fact, the stifler. Why is he potter? Taka Alf Ein Shis Pata, what about Alf Garmi? So let's go through the Shitas. Koyter Ritzva, it's not Shrek. Koyter Ritzva, they weren't Geiser. Only when they were Geiser, not when they were Geiser. Varnesh, they weren't Geiser. Koyter Rosh, it's also good. Because Koyter the Rosh, you have to do the Hezet Biyadai. If I dig a bar, or if I light a fire, I'm not called doing the Hezet Biyadai. Now, if a human being takes a fire and touches it, puts the fire to someone's keli, that's Adam amount. It's Chayav on top. Eish is only if it spreads. So according to the Rosh of the disciples, it's Vaitikut. According to the Rosh, Eish and Bar are not Adam amazik, they're not Karmi. But according to the Rambam, Tzarechim, the Rambam says, if you mechavin lahazik, it's always Garmi, that's the case of Garmi. So Zokta Rosh, that's Zokta Stipla, Tzarchi and Gadol. This is in Baba Kama Simachav. Tzarchi and Gadol on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, every Mechav and Lahazik is Garmi. So for every bar, if you're Mechav and Lahazik with the bar, and every Eish, if you're Mechav and Lahazik with the Eish, you should be Chayev on Tom, you should be Chayev on Kerem. This is the problem with the Rambam Shita. Every Shita has a problem. We have to know until Moshe Rabbeinu will come and he'll tell us which Pshat is right and how to answer all the kashas. Till then, we have to remember the rules of Brahma Garmi. I told you yesterday, this is the most, in Holy Yachbar, this is the most Shas Sugya, the most close to Kasugya, is this Taisus with this Rosh with Brahma. And, these are the three shooters. Okay, I wanted to go weiter yet today, so let's see. Rav Chana has a couple of old Mishmak Akashas. Maybe we'll get to it a different time. Let's see the Mishnah. We're up to the Mishnah on that Chav Gimel. New case, right? New case every day. Yesterday was the Sulam and the Shaivach and this Shlatipot and the Mia. 2 days ago was Davsha. Today, Merchikin es HaShaivach min HaYer Chamisha Ma'am. And that's a very big distance. You have to be Merchik the Shaivach. A Shaivach is a place where doves nest. So the dove nests have to be moved from the city, 50 amos. What are you afraid of? What are the doves going to do already? So Rashi says they'll eat the zaraine ginais. They'll eat the seeds that are planted. Tosfos adds they'll eat the wheat that's spread out to dry. Either way, you have to be marchik mino ir chamishim amah. But layasa adam shayvah pesach shalai elam ke yesh lechamishim amah l'chol ruach. And you're not even allowed to build it. Your own reshus. Unless you have at least 50 amis in each direction. So Tanakama is 50 amis, 100 feet. So that's how much you have to leave space between your doves and the potential nizam. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, base our boss, Kurin. This is much, much greater distance. You have to leave a space of 4 kor. Base kor is how much is 50 amis by 50 amis. So based our boss Korin, you have to leave an area of 4 kor. Mole shegar ayayna, which is how much a yayna flies in one shot. Vimlachay, if you buy a piece of shayvach, afilu base roiva hariyu b'cheskasa. Even if you buy a small piece of land, the roiva hakav is a small piece of land. So even if you buy a small piece of land, it's yours. Hariu beches kasei. What does it mean? Hariu beches kasei. That you can assume that you have a right to have it there. You assume the previous owner had a right. And then mainly, you assume that you also have a right. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll discuss this. What do you mean? If you marfik a shayva for miyachamishim ama hasik shayach a case of a sulam. Mean that I have a shubach right next door, mamish, to someone else's rishus. So I guess it's shayach chutz le'ir, when it's not next to my sadeh. What? You know, the tashalai. Sounds a shy of the case. So it has to be, you already had a chazaka to have it. You already had a chazaka to have it within Dalet Amis. And now, okay, you already had a chazaka. Well, what happens if it's next to a rishos that doesn't have zrun? Let's say I have a vineyard, or I have a vineyard also the birds attack. Let's say I have an open area, a parking lot. I have a place that it's not zrun. You have to be b'tech shaloi chavishu b'ama, means if your neighbor has a mokum zrun. So it's no shaykh of itzius when the neighbor doesn't have zrun. He has a parking lot. So now he wants to bring it to Sulam. Chamisha Mama from the Nizik, but I guess it has to be a Nizik. It has to be somebody. So let's say I have Rishus. There are a bunch of places. Everyone has doves here. I have my doves. You have your doves. So then, what? Oh, so maybe if he changes, then we'll be able to make up a fire. Okay, then we'll get the Yom Machlokes if you shall this afternoon or the day. Machlokes Rishayim Shat in the Mishnah, because remember Tosfos said all these Mishnayos are Gira Delay. Tosfos says all the Mishnayos in Perek Vayachbar are all Gira Delay. Now think for a minute. How is Gira Delay if I have my doves in a place where my doves are going to go and eat your seeds? So when I put the doves here, that's Gira Delay to eat your seeds? Hard to understand. So the Mukyasev says that this Mishnah is different than all the other Mishnahs in the Perek. This Mishnah is not a din of Niske Shechinim. This is a din of Shame. Just like if I have an animal, I'm not allowed to let my animal go into your field and eat from your field. I have birds. I have to let my birds be in a place where they're not going to be mazik your field. You know, the style in Shas is sometimes the Mishnah mentions something, so derech agav it brings in another similar thing. So it mentions shayvach in the previous Mishnah, so it brings another case of shayvach here. But this Mishnah is an exception to the whole parak. The whole parak is talking this keshkeinim, and Mimela, they're all gira delay. This Mishnah is not gira delay, and it's not gira delay. It's talking about a mazik of shein. I have to be marking my animal because of this mazik. Because of Shein, just like we had in Bava Kama, every time I have an animal, I have to be marchik. So the same thing here, I also have to be marchik. That's the shita of the Mukiyasif. As you mentioned, that doves are really not yours in the sense that you don't buy a dove. You don't go to the dove store and buy them. What? It's like the bees. It's something where you set up a circumstance where the doves or the bees come. It's considered yours, Mnei Darkei Shalom. Chazal made a takana. Since it's a business, you have bees, you have birds come to your rishus. So Mnei Darkei Shalom is a takana that it's ke'ilu, it's yours. No one's allowed to steal your bees. No one's allowed to steal your doves. No, you have ke'ilu. Mnei Darkei Shalom. But Akoparin, the mazik is a mazik of shame, acquainted with the Yosef. The Rush learns, not like the Mukiyas, if the Rush learns that this is a case of this Keshchenim, how's it Gira Dili? So he says it's like Maimid Behemtai of Komas Chadeira. If I take not only my animal, I take someone else's animal, and I put it by your food, and it eats, I'm considered a mazik. I'm the mazik. I put it, Tafakla Bapa, I put the animal right there where it's going to eat it. So I'm a mazik. Even if I take a child and I put it in a place where the child's going to it's segregation, the kid, the child, it's definitely going to be mazik. No. I'm chayim. So he says that pigeons 50 amos away is the same from Zeraim is the same as putting an animal by food. It's a double bar. They're going to get out. They're going to wake up in the morning and go and eat this rav. So he holds that it's a case of giri delay, which is a chiddush, because you're putting it next to the other person's rishus. In fact, the Gemara chavishim amah v'sulay for a minu. A person nishvin liyayim alon ken hayurachim in a yishu shloshim ris. You have to marchik a very great distance. Shloshim ris is about 3 miles. You have to marchik arba mil. A mil is 2,000 amos, 8,000 amos. Amarabaya meishit shaiti tuva. Birds fly a lot. So if I put out a trap, I have to put it shloshim ris away. I don't want to catch your birds. But karsayu bechamishim am samalia. But their stomachs get full after 50 amos, and they don't keep on eating once their stomachs are full. What? It sounds like that. It sounds like they eat the first things that are available to them. And then they get full and they don't go by. That seems to be the normal way doves behave. But Gemara Meshit, they fly, Shloshim Ris V'Sulai. It's not true. The Yishuv, Afilameya Mil. The Yishuv, they can fly even 100 mil. They can fly miles. Afilameya Mil LaYifris. You not spread out a net to catch someone's doves even 100 mil away. That the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yishuv Kramim, or Rav Abba, Rabbi Yishuv Shaychim. It means they normally don't fly far away, but they don't fly away from wherever they are. If they have a new place to be, either a new Shaivach, like Rava, or even like Rabbi Yisrael, a new Kerem, where they have plenty of food. So that's now their starting point. So they can keep on jumping from one starting point to the next and go even 100 mil. I typically Yishuv Shaychim Gufayu, it's Yishuv Shaychim. So those shayfim themselves, you can't spread out a net because of those shayfim. What do you say? You can't spread 100 mil from the original shayvach. You can't spread away from this shayvach. So what do you have to say from the original one? You buy the same with the day. Either these are his shayfim. You buy the same with the knani or guys. You buy the same with the hefka. What does that mean? That means I'm allowed to spread out a net to catch doves. I'm not allowed to spread it within 100 even a mega mil if it's in the yishuv. In the yishuv, I can't spread a mega mil. What's yishuv? Yishuv means birds can jump, the island hop. They can hop from one location to the other, and they can get here. I'm not allowed to catch birds. Because I might catch your bird. You can't recognize whose bird is who. So mele that's us. If within the 100 mil, they are knanim, for goyim's, I don't have to worry about the doves of goyim, because all they make a takana for their doves, certainly not hefker, or certainly for my own, I'm allowed to spread it out. So in a case where I'm spreading it out within an area of even 100 mil from you, it's aser, despite the fact that the close shayfim are mine, or goyim's are hefker, I have no problem, but that's aser. So when do we say shloshim ris? Or when do we say chamishim ama? When there are no yishuv shayfchim or yishuv kramim for the birds to come, comes out according to this maskana, it's very hard to have doves, because any time the doves could get to someone else's field, either if I'm within a certain distance, or if they can hop from one kerem to the next, the one shayfchim to the next. Like, you see, if I have doves, you have to plan it out well. It should be at a distance so you don't magic someone else. Rabbi Hudaimer, based on Bar Kurin, Amar Apapa, Tamer of Stids, Oysen Meres, Tainin Loikeach, the Tainin Li Irish. We see from here Tanina. Tanina we had all over Shas. What's the case? I buy a Shaivach. Someone says, hey, how could you have a Shaivach? It's not 50 Amis. So Bez and Tain is for me. That must be the previous owner had some right to have it there. The stomach paid for it. Taninon, like how Tanin liyarish, yarish Tanina. We already learned, haba mishum Yerusha in its artaina. Someone who comes for after Yerusha, we taina that it's his. Like how is chukalai? Like how not be Tanina. If you buy, it's also already a mishnah. Laka chotzer bazizim v'gzustrais. If you buy a chotzer, and there's zizim v'gzustrais, there are porches protruding from the property. Harizebeches kasa. We assume it was done mishus. It's also to build a porch out over the street. I don't know about New York City, but in the time of the Gemara, it was also to build zizim and zusterized porches out over the street. So if you build, you have to either buy the rishus or recess your house back a little so that you can build out a porch. If I buy, I don't know if the owner originally did it the right way, or if you built the porch over the street, it looks like the porch is over the street. So Bez and Tain is for me, Taninon, for Lakeach, that maybe the person who sold it to me had a right to do it. As long as it was there, that's Taninon. So we already learned Taninon. What do you need our Mishnah? Tzricha. It's the difference. Our Mishnah is by Rishus HaYachid. In the case of Zizim, it's destroyed. Zizim Rishus HaRabim. Yesh Binon Hasam Gabi Rishus HaRabim. Deimer Kredis Lotesh Shalai. I would say he recessed his property to build the porch. Inami Yachul Le'achle B'nei Rishus HaRabim Gabayim. I would say the B'nei Rishus HaRabim O'Maychol. Aval Hacha, B'Bei Yachid, Yachid's not Maychol as quick as a Rabim. Why? V'yashmin al Hacha, what do I say here by a Yachid? Kibid Yachid who I'm a Piusei Paisei. I say it's Mephayisim, he gave him a few dollars, he was Mephayisim. Inami Yachul Le'achol Gabayim, who is Maychol. Aval Rabim, but it will be a Rabim. Man Pais, Man Shavik. Who's the person that allowed him? Hey, Malai, I would think you don't say Taninon, Tzricha. So the Chiddush is, you say Taninon in all cases. But Moshe points out, it's very strange. It's more Shchiach than Michael and Rosh Hasharabim, or more Shchiach by Eyachim. First, the Gemara says, I would say, a Rabim, the Rabim or Michael. That's why we say Taninon, but not Eyachim. Then the Gemara says, a Yachid, it's easy, you pay him off a little, it's easy to get him to give permission. A Rabbin, that. It's a little unclear which is more Shtiach, to be Michael, the Rabbin or the Yachid. So Ramesha says, to be Michael for free, a Rabbin is more Shtiach. That's what has it that they have already, he sticks out his porch over the street. But to buy it off, to pay, it's more Shtiach by a Yachid. You buy it. A Rabbin, you're not going to pay the Rabbin. A Yachid, you'll buy him off. So that's the Shtiach. We said if you buy it with a little piece of karka the size of a base raiva, how are you bechas kasai? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, echas ochel nezikin. Amar Rav Mari, Amar b'kutcher is a vidayim of a base akisei. We have once again kutcher base akisei. These are things that there's no chas ochel nezikin. So remember, there's no shachas here. Maybe we take a few minutes tomorrow to talk about kutcher base akisei, but we're going to do tomorrow raiva karet.